I'm sure you will notice the difference between writing the music in a 6-note scale instead of an 8-note scale, didn't you? Me neither. Great music there. It's very interesting stuff. That's from keyboardist Doug Wild. And the album is called The Sixth Dimension because it uses a 6-note scale instead of an 8-note scale, which I suppose if you are analytical in your approach to music would mean something more than it does to me. I just like the sound. Very neat album there. I enjoy it a lot. And it's 12:12 already. We're into the last hour of our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Well, Satoko Fuji, you hear a lot on this show because she releases a lot of material. She's very prolific and has a wonderful bibliography, or discography, I should say, of everything from solo piano to large ensemble to very adventurous, edgy to non-edgy, and all configurations, and an incredibly creative woman. Her partner is trumpeter and composer Natsuki Tamura. And this latest album is a duet album between Satoko Fuji and Natsuki Tamura. It's called Kii, K-I. And I have meant to look that up because I'm not sure. Most of the tracks are compositions by Tamura, and they all are titled by types of trees. Species of trees, but I'm not sure what key means and I haven't looked it up to check it out. Be that as it may, this is an absolutely beautiful album. These two obviously know each other very well and play together amazingly on their other releases and on this one. It's just complicated, intense, and beautiful. Surprising and delightful. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from this album. One is called Keaki and the other is Sugi. I hope I could pronounce those more or less accurately. But here is Satoko Fuji and Natsuki Tamura from their brand new album called Kii. This is Keaki. Some very gentle beauty there from pianist Satoko Fuji and her partner, both on this album and in life, trumpeter Natsuki Tamura. The album is called Key, K-I. I'll check that out when I play more of this album, which I will, for sure, in the weeks to come. Well, it's 12:32, and we're just into the last half hour of our program today. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Alto player Miguel Zenon has been very prolific, and his quartet has had a number of releases over the years. But this release is the first time that they have ever performed live. And it is the album is called Vanguardia Subterranea, which sort of translates as Vanguard Underground, I think. And if you've ever been to the Village Vanguard in New York, you know it's underground. So there you go. This was recorded on a two-night stand at the Village Vanguard in New York last September, and is just released as an album called Vanguardia Subterranea. His quartet, standing quartet. They've been 20 years off and on of celebrating his music. And it has pianist Luis Perdomo, bassist Hans Glauschnick, and drummer Henry Cole. And this is really neat. They obviously had a good time recording live. And after a lot of records recorded in the studio, I'm sure it was a delight for them. And the Vanguard is sort of one of the mecca venues in New York, or anywhere in the world for that matter. Very well-known venue, very quirky place downstairs, and with a very funny sort of long triangular room. But anybody who's anybody in the jazz world ever has performed there. So from the Vanguard, here's Miguel Zenon and his quartet with two tracks. First one's called Vita, and the second one's called Dal La Vuelta. Here is Miguel Zenon from Underground at the Vanguard.
Thank you.
from the Village Vanguard in New York, Miguel Zenon and his quartet, from their recently released album called Vanguardia Subterranea. Really neat. Well, it's just about the end of our program today. It seems to have gone very quickly, and I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Jan Rabagon's latest release. Rabagon plays saxophone, and according to all the notes and the accompanying material for this album, he's loves wordplay and is very cheeky about it. The album is called Plain Speak, all one word, Plains and then capital P-E-A-K, so Plains Peak or Plain Speak. Little play on words there, you get that. And it is a tribute to his hometown of Chicago, to which he recently relocated from living in New York, and now he's gone back to his home city. And most of the album is about the plains and the peak of the plains, which is Chicago. You get all this sort of thing that's going on here. And it's a lot of fun, and he has a great deal of energy in it. And as he always does, this is a great musician, actually. It has his quartet has Russ Johnson on trumpet, Clark Summers on bass, and Dana Hall on drums. And on this album, Rabagon plays alto throughout. I'm going to play one track, which is called "At What Price Garlic?" And it is a reference to the Chicago pizza, which is very well known. The Chicago pizza places are noteworthy. And this piece, if you can keep up with it, goes through 11, 4, 3, 4, 5, 4, or 9 beats to the bar, sort of one after the other or whenever. That's really cheeky. So I'm going to take us out with At What Price Garlic? And makes me think of pizza, which is, I think, my favorite food anyhow. So that's a good way to end the program today. My name is Keith Black, and as always, I thank you for tuning in. Hope you heard something that will bring you back again. Next week's historical segment will be probably a little easier to listen to than half an hour of free jazz. But you got to hear the whole thing. If you want to know about history in jazz, you got to know about history in jazz. Thank you for expressing your interest in that. I'll be back next week to mess around with your brain again. And in the meantime, here's Jan Rabagon from Plainspeak, At What Price Garlic? Take care of yourselves for the next week. See you later.